Dope. Hey listeners, this is Bikini Bottom Podcast. I am Joanna Hernandez.
I am Haley Klepke.
And this is Sandy Cheeks, aka Catherine Diaz.
What and why we dream. Dreams are a sequence of images, emotions, and thoughts passing through a sleeping person's mind. Dreams are notable for their hallucinatory imagery, discontinuities, and incongruities, and for the dreamer's delusional acceptance of the content and later difficulty remembering it. So, do you remember any of your dreams?
I mean, I remember some of them, not all of them.
I remember all of them. Every vivid detail.
I would not like that.
Yeah, it's the worst thing ever, especially with nightmares.
Ooh, we will talk about nightmares in a little bit.
Ooh.
Ooh, nightmares.
Did you know we spend about 6 years of our lives dreaming?
Well, apparently 4 to 6 times per night. And we forget 95% of our dreams the next morning.
Wow. I did not know we actually just dreamed for 6 years of our lifetime. I actually thought it was more. It feels like a lifetime. Well, for me, it must be more because I barely, like, sometimes I sleep until, like, up to 12 hours.
Jeez, Catherine.
No, like, for real, I'm not even kidding. Like,
it's a long time.
When I go to Mexico, it's like my 3 months just go in my bed, bro.
Oh, me during the summer, definitely sleep all the time.
In the summer, I sleep until 1 in the afternoon.
I'm insane, bro.
Oh, did you guys know that dreams are marked with at least one negative emotion or thought, like continuously falling or getting attacked? Have you ever had those dreams where you just, like, you fall off a cliff?
Yes. Well, sometimes I dream of my mom pushing me off the
cliff. Catherine, that's
hey,
awful.
No, it's actually, that happened last night. That's why when I woke up at 4 today because I was like, oh my gosh. And I texted my mom mad at her. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I didn't do anything. Well, yeah, but in my dream.
That happened to my dad. He woke up so mad at everyone.
Anyways, continuing.
Dreams can occur in black or white or in color. You dream in color?
No, I dream in black and white, which is kind of weird.
I dream in, like, pastel. Like, they're always blurry. Like, they're in color, but they're not the clearest images.
Yeah. I dream in color.
Because you're weird, that's why.
Oh, thanks, Catherine. You're the best. What we dream. Many dreams are anything but sweet. In one study for both men and women, 8 in 10 dreams were marked by at least one negative event or emotion, such as repeatedly falling in an attempt to do something or being attacked, pursued, or rejected, or of experiencing misfortune. Have you guys ever experienced any of that?
I've experienced being rejected multiple times in my dreams.
Well, that's sure that's in your dreams.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, I've been pursued and, well, not rejected. I actually have not. Well, once. But that was, like, when I was, like, in sixth grade, I guess. I remember it because it was hard. Like, it broke my heart, honestly.
Come
but,
on,
like, I
Catherine.
But it was, like, in a dream. And, like, the kid didn't even know. And I was, like, in sixth grade. You know what I mean? That's,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not, no.
Any heartbreak's a hard breakup.
Well, yes. But, I mean, anyways, continuing with. So, I did have one, like, I always, there's one dream that I usually dream one time a year.
Uh-huh.
It's about me. It's Milwaukee. I don't know why it needs to be Milwaukee, but, like, I'm running around and we're, like, at the fair or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's this whole bunch of people that want to, like, kill me. It sounds really bad, honestly, but, like, they're looking to see, like, if they can, like, kill me at some point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's really horrible because I'm trying to get into stores and trying to run away and trying to go here and there.
Yeah.
But, like, doesn't matter. It's like if they're ghosts, like, no matter where I go, they're right there. So, yes,
wow.
I don't like that.
Another sensory stimuli, which is kind of what you went about, is, like, your environment. So maybe instantly or ingenious woven into your dream story. So maybe if you've been in Milwaukee, like, that area, it's woven into your dream. So anything that happens within 5 minutes just before we fall asleep is left behind and lost in our memory. And while even in REM sleep or rapid eye movement, we focus on internal stimuli. We maintain some awareness of our changes in our external environment. So,
okay. Have you guys ever, like, before you fall asleep, tried to remember what you did before you, like, right in the exact moment you fell asleep.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like a dream, trying to continue your dream.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it never happens to me. It's so bad. No, like, it happened to me, but, like, whenever I want to do it, it just doesn't
never
work.
Works.
Yeah. No, and like, I hate it.
Yeah.
Because I really want to continue it. I really want to know what happens, but no.
Right? It's like, I wake up, I have a really good dream, and I was like, I'm just going to put this on pause and play it later.
Yeah, no, like, it once happened to me, but it was, like, the only time it happened. But, like, at first it was going really nicely. It was not a bad dream. And then when I, like, woke up and put it again, like, it just went just downwards. Everything just went crazy. So I think it doesn't really work that way.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of, like, an in-the-moment thing.
Yeah.
I mean, for some people it might work, but not for all people.
I've heard a lot, I don't know if this is true or not, but, like, how they say, like, dreams are not actually for, like, hours or minutes. They're, like, seconds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's,
yeah.
Like, crazy.
I feel like it's probably not true.
Like,
it probably lasts, like, 10 or 20 minutes.
Like, how would it be seconds? You know what I mean? Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
Have you had multiple dreams in one night?
Yeah.
Yes. Multiple. Everyone has multiple dreams every night. You just don't remember half of them.
Yeah.
Oof. I once dreamt of me being in a white room for the whole time.
Just a white room?
Yeah.
Like.
Have you seen SpongeBob, you know, when he's, like, with his little toy and the whole
yes,
time?
Yes, yes.
That's how I know. That's how I, because I was watching SpongeBob the day, like, that day, that's why I was dreaming like that.
See? Yeah, it's like a deja vu
yeah.
thing. Like, something that happens throughout your day kind of get thrown into your dream, which is why people have, like, deja vu moments. They're like,
yeah.
I've had this before somewhere. I was like,
yeah,
your day.
Duh. Yeah.
I usually have them with, like, nightmares. Like, I'll have a nightmare, and then I'll wake up, and I'll realize it was a nightmare, and then I try not to think of the nightmare,
and then I still think of it.
Yeah.
So, although not every or most dreams represent sexual things, some of them are fulfilled with individual wants and dreams. So, Catherine is going to give us the rundown here.
Okay, so this is going to be a little rough, guys. Hopefully, you can go through it with me. Sorry if my English sucks a little bit, but okay, sexual representation in our dreams. But what do dreams really mean? Some psychologists think and believe that dreams are nothing more than the result of random brain activity that occurs while we are sleeping. Others accept the perspective of Sigmund Freud. Freud? I think it is Freud.
Yeah, you got it right.
And Carl Jung. And this is that dreams can reveal a person's deepest unconscious wishes and desires. Freud wrote about dreams in many different places. He even wrote a book which is called The Interpretation of Dreams. According to him, the things represented by symbols in our life is not great. Like, it's not big enough. So it's, we have the human body, parents, children, siblings, a birth, like giving to birth, death, nakedness, and some others. We often represent ourselves as a whole, as a house. So, like, we represent our body as if we are a house. So, if you picture a house, like, a really neat house, it's how you see yourself when you're, like, actually not dreaming, when you're awake. Then we have, our parents are always our leaders. Let's say it's a king or a queen or, like, a teacher. That's always going to be, like, parents or, like, someone older than us.
Yeah.
Well, children and siblings are represented as small animals. I actually don't, like, this is what he believes it is. Not everybody is like that. Not everybody dreams the same. Not everybody thinks the same. Because,
yeah.
Like, you can't be in everybody's dream. But that's what he think it is. And that's what he believes it should be like.
Yeah.
So, is Sigmund Freud saying that when we don't dream of certain people as, but we dream of kings,
like,
and queens,
yeah,
as,
like,
our parents?
Yes. Like, he thinks you impersonate them differently.
Oh.
Which is, I don't know.
Like, what you want them to be?
He just says that there's symbols that come with it. It's just not if you want it to be. Well, sometimes it depends. If it's a desire, then it is.
Yeah.
Some dreams are your desires. You
yes.
want them to come true.
Yeah.
But some of them, let's say, like, a dream that you really don't like, then how is that a desire? That's
yeah.
the kind
yeah.
of thing they didn't really know how to explain. Then we have birth is represented as water, and which is if you get pulled of water. Like, let's say you're going to give to birth, like, someone in your family is going to give to birth. It's because you're getting pulled of water, you're in a pool or something like that. That's
yeah.
what he believes. We often represent, sorry, we already said that. death is represented in dreams as if we were taking a journey, like, let's say if you were going somewhere, like when I was going to Milwaukee and it was a death, it wasn't a wish, but it was just part of the dream. And nakedness is by a uniform. So if you're wearing a uniform or you're in the military or something like that within your dream, it represents nakedness.
Wow. I don't know how I feel about that. I think that's super weird.
It is.
Like I'm wearing clothes, but it represents me being naked.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't know. He has a really different perspective about dreams and life. And
yeah. Whew. So even if dreams were symbolic, we still interpret them as what we want?
Yes. So here comes the weird-ish part.
Okay.
Here comes the awkward and weirdest part of this whole theory. Great majority of symbols are sexual symbols. The entry, like male, the main male genital, whereas the penis alone is represented by a long and upright object, such as a stick, a pole, an umbrella, or a tree. It can also be as something that can be penetrated, that something that can be like penetrate the body, such as a knife, a dagger, a lance, or a sword, or something like, I think it's a firearm. So like,
okay.
Yeah, something that can penetrate the body or something else, not just the body.
Okay.
The female genitals are symbolically represented by objects which enclose a small place. So let's say like can be filled by something. For example, the pits, the caves, I think it's a bottle of water, boxes, like trunks, a jar, suitcases, pockets, ships, and the mouth, and churches.
Praise Jesus.
I know. I don't know what happened there. I know.
White man. Yeah. Yeah, good thing we cannot prove his claim.
I know. It's wow.
Okay. Love that it's all in caps. We cannot prove what Trump
claims. Yeah, it is. And then last but not least in his theory, it says sexual intercourse might be symbolized by an arrow of which an interaction made by male and female symbols. So let's say a firearm and a tree together, that's like representing sexual intercourse. But after all, as Freud said, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. So maybe dreams are just dreams and they don't represent what we wish, desire, or want it to be.
Nice.
I mean, something I want to include. Okay, so there is the Sigmund Freud wish fulfillment theory.
Yes.
Which could be also explain the unacceptable behaviors some have. Because, well, it states that it's a safety valve for otherwise the feelings that one does subconsciously wants to have occur, like a royal road. Which is unconsciously allowing the dreamer to indirectly engage in unacceptable impulses relevant to repressed sexual desires. So once again, even now, Sigmund Freud still includes like sexual desires in just about any one of his theories.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where it is. He's that kind of like I think what we've in the past several time we've been here like months we've. Only about like in AP psychology, most of the people there have a lot of sexual parts within their theories. They really include it in everything. It doesn't matter what it is.
It's just there.
Yeah, I think it's just part of them. It needs to come out, you know? Some psychologists really, I think that's how they think.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. I've never, like, it's so weird to see someone tell you that you dream that because it's a sexual desire.
Yeah.
I don't know how he came up with
even
that.
Even though he said that sometimes it's just a dream.
I know
and it
that.
Has no meaning behind it.
It's crazy to think maybe he dreamed like that. That's why he came up with it. I don't know.
That you're not wrong.
Well, so. I mean, we could have, if we were in his times, it would have been amazing to see him or like listen to him talk about it. That would be crazy.
Right? Listen to that podcast.
Okay. We dream. based on Sigmund Freud's theories of interpretation and critical consideration of Freud's theory. It has lack of scientific support, which it can't really be proven with an experimental method. Even if dreams were symbolic, they would be interpreted any way you want, which means that most scientists can't record dreams either to know exactly what we dream the meaning behind them. Others maintain dreams that hide nothing. A dream about a gun is a dream about a gun.
Well, just like we talked about with Sigmund Freud.
Yeah.
Dreams don't always have a meaning.
Exactly. Yeah.
So information processing, like reverse learning. So dreams help us sort out the day's events and consolidate our memories. So experiment indicate people tested the next day showed improvement on a learned task after a night of memory consolidation. So, like, studying right before you go to bed.
But do you think that actually works? Have it worked? Because I've tried it, and I'm going to tell you something. It does not work for me.
I went to a Lutheran school, so, like, we had to have Bibles study every day. So I had to memorize passages from the Bible. So I'd always do that right before I went to bed. And I'd wake up the next morning, and it was gone. So then I'd have to study it that morning. But I'd remember parts of it. Like, I remember this part.
Like, it's, like, easy to catch up with it.
Because I did it the night before.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it still takes time to memorize.
I do think it is easier to catch up with, but I don't think it helps you a lot.
I think you need to have, like, the right mindset and be in the right environment.
Yes.
Because if you're about to go to bed, obviously you're tired, and I feel like you're going to drowse here and there, and you're not going to remember it fully.
Yeah, like me, sometimes I want to, like, read for one of my classes, and I'm, like, reading just to read. I'm not reading and understanding. I'm just going through, like, the words. You know what I mean?
Modern lit. For homework, we're supposed to read our books, but I read it for enjoyment instead of for the work.
Yeah, sometimes it is for enjoyment, but it really depends. Imagine, like, if you need to, like, wake up in the morning, like, yesterday I woke up at 4:30.
Jesus,
so I could read. Yeah, I know. It's kind of a... Sometimes you do stuff because you need to do it. So I think dreams or stuff... Don't really, like, it depends if it helps out or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was studying for psych tests, when we took them, I would study at night. And then if I actually thought, oh, okay, I got this, the next morning it was more likely for me to know. But, like, or at least just have to glance over at my notes, like, quickly and then remember, oh, this is what it is. But to memorize, like, a whole section in something.
That was hard. It took a lot of studying for me. Like, I made so many note cards and I would color code them. Put sticky notes in my my book.
I would actually look up, like, stuff, like, people talking in, like, TED Talks.
TED Talks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, critical consideration for cognitive development theory.
Cognitive
development theory.
Okay, so we know cognitive is about how you dream, how you... Well, not...
How you learn.
Yeah, like how you learn. Not actually, like... Not really how you dream. It's more like about what you learn, how you do it, and how you put yourself in the mindset, how you set that.
Yeah, like human intelligence.
Yes, human intelligence. Well, let's not go to the intelligence topic because that's another rough one, please.
It's another psych realm.
Yeah,
we don't need to discuss.
We can learn about that another time. Yeah, another time in another
episode
place.
Episode 16: Intelligence.
Yes.
Okay. What are lucid dreams? A lucid dream is when a dreamer is aware that he or she is dreaming while the dream is in progress. While doing research and asked how many lucid dreams have you had, 43% answered with 1 to 4 times. When asked, what reality checks do you use, 55% of the people answered with, how many fingers do I have? And 41% answered, can I breathe with my nose shut? Lucid dreams are vivid dreams that occur during REM sleep, and, well, it's also known as a conscious dream. It can be extremely vivid, too. dreamers that can actively participate in and manipulate the imaginary experiences in the dream environment and have been used as treatment for nightmares. Okay, so when dreaming, when sleeping, you dream about 80% of the time. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Eugene Arsinsky was a grad student looking to test out a new electroencephalograph, which measures brain activity, with Nathaniel Kleitman. And they were the ones who discovered REM sleep and nice. The reoccurring sleep stage, which is where you dream vividly. Most often, that's where lucid dreams occur. And then it's also where the sleeping brain buzzes with activity. And you know how it said that lucid dreams were used to treat nightmares?
Yeah.
Okay, so nightmares are dreams that cause strong, unpleasant emotional response. Most of the time, as a result, one wakes up with, like, a beating heartbeat, like a fast beating heartbeat, mm-hmm. or screaming, crying, which may also be results of the night terrors that occur. And it's more common for kids younger than 7 years old. And then, well, nightmares often come with sensations of pain, falling, drowning, or death. And reoccurring nightmares can be warning signs of problems or stressors in life that haven't been solved. So,
I think we've all had have we all had nightmares?
I've definitely had a few nightmares, yeah, here and there.
Do you think it's seasonal?
No. I think they're reoccurring ones. I don't see a pattern in when
you
they
don't.
No.
That's interesting. I do have seasonal ones. Mine is in winter. For some reason, winter is like the worst season. I don't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like waking up. Like, it's just so dark. We're here in Wisconsin, guys. Come on. We literally barely have light.
Yeah.
We barely have light here.
I don't even know when the sun sets today.
I mean, I have recurring nightmares, too. It's just, like, the same nightmare that, like, I always have the same nightmare that, like, my family's going to get stabbed to death.
Whoa.
I have car accident ones. Like, I have recurring ones that I'm always getting in a car accident, and either I die or somebody that I love dies.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, rip fam.
Mine is really, really weird. Okay, so it's a pool, but inside the pool, there's, like, a little, like, you know, the playgrounds in the park, you know, like
yeah.
those little thingies. It's inside the pool, and then there is an alligator in the pool too.
There's a
and
lot going on in that pool.
And there's a bear too. And
oh, in the pool?
In the dream, yes.
Wow.
I know.
How big is this pool?
It's huge. It looks like an ocean.
Okay.
But it's a pool.
Okay. Subconsciously, you know, it's a pool.
No, because like it's closed. How is that the ocean?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's weird. Anyway,
okay.
The best part there is because I'm not 17 in the dream. I'm 6.
Oh.
I'm 6 when I'm dreaming.
Okay.
That's so weird.
Is it in every dream that you dream you're 6?
No,
or
it's
just
that dream. Like, that dream comes
okay.
every single year.
Dang.
And I'm still 6.
6-year-old Catherine Moon.
Wait.
Okay, so nightmares are, the word nightmare is that it's like, it's from the term, from 1300s in English, which is a female spirit or monster supposed to settle on or produce a feeling of suffocation in a sleeping person or animal. And then mare, a nightmare, is an evil spirit in those who hunt darkness like death, which, like, this is a very old definition, but the fact that they, like, said it's a female spirit hunting like
yeah,
that. A female spirit like
that. That's something new. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just dropping my stuff over here.
It's
yeah.
fine. Well, we just, as Joanna just explained to us, everything else, the nightmares and the lucid dreams, we're going to have a guest speaker.
Ooh, who is it?
And that is a surprise.
Oh, I
yes.
hate surprises.
For everybody that doesn't sleep very well, this is going to be a expert on it. He might not talk about it, but you might know who it is. And if you know who it is, you might know he barely sleeps. So
claims every day.
Yeah, you can still have a good day just like him. It's a him. Yes, it is.
You're giving it away. Come on.
Nobody knows. Come on. Anyways, so guys, Joanna just explained what is about that, but since he's not here right now and he will be coming in a few moments, we will need to
re-explain briefly to him what
so
we're
you might
about.
Hear stuff twice. Hopefully you don't mind. Well, after this, thank you for sharing this with us.
Yeah, thank you.
24 hours later.
Today we have Mr. E answering a couple questions of his experiences with lucid dreams. Okay, Mr. E, how many times have you had a lucid dream?
I can say that I've had about maybe half a dozen occurrences with lucid dreams. It doesn't happen very often. And sometimes there's months or years in between the occurrences.
I'm sorry. Are they like weird dreams, Mr. E? How do you know like you're part of it? Like, is it because it's a weird dream? Is it because like you're just like in reality? Or is it just like it feels so real that you feel like it's not supposed to be a dream like that?
I'll be honest. When I have had lucid dreams, they started in high school, picked up a little in college, and maybe I've had 2 to 3 incidences with lucid dreams while I've been teaching. But how do I know they're real? They are super vivid. The context in which I'm dreaming can vary. Sometimes I remember I have one specific one where I was at a college football game with all my buddies. And it was like we were at the game. It was freaky because we were talking, we were whooping it up, getting rowdy in the crowd. And it's like we were high-fiving and, you know, slapping each other on the shoulders and stuff. It was just really crazy because most of my friends that were in the dream, I hadn't seen in about 6 months to a year. So, but I didn't really do any reality checks. I didn't count my fingers. I didn't count my toes. I didn't blink 3 times. I didn't pinch myself.
You should.
You know, I didn't try to eat something that didn't exist. So,
are your dreams reoccurring?
There have been a couple of recurrent dreams. Sometimes, lately, the one that's reoccurring is always centered around school.
Is it a nightmare?
It's not necessarily a nightmare, but sometimes it freaks me out. Like, usually it's really bad because I wake up in a cold sweat when I have one about school, because it's usually like some student I just talked to the previous day, like something catastrophic happens to them or their family. Then I walk into school and everybody's real somber and not talking, not making eye contact. And I'm like, what's the deal? What's going on? And then they tell me that, oh, did you hear about so-and-so? It's like, no, what happened? And they tell me this like horrible event that took place within the last 24 hours. I start freaking out. The kids start freaking out. Everybody's freaking out. And it just gets a little out of control.
Wow. Okay.
That's something.
It is.
Well,
anyways, okay, Mr. E, so now we go with night terrors. So we know this is about fear or horror being in situations of extreme danger and sensations of pain, falling, drowning, or death. Have you ever experienced something like that? Like, is it so
a nightmare or a night terror?
I think it's nightmare. Sorry.
Good nightmare. Yes, I've had several nightmares.
What about night terrors?
Night terrors, no. I was never a kid that had night terrors. I slept pretty soundly as a kid.
Sleepwalking?
No sleepwalking. I did have a buddy that sleptwalked once right off the end of a pier.
He had his
tackle box in one hand and a fishing reel in the other hand. Him and his dad were up north in Kurvitz, Wisconsin. And this was back when I was high school. His dad was telling me about it the next time I saw him. He goes, Luke was just, you know, walking along. And he goes, I got up in the middle of the night. And he goes, here comes Luke with a fishing rod and a tackle box. And he was asleep, sound asleep. He walked outside, went through the backyard, and went all the way down to the lake. And walked all the way into the pier and was just standing there. And then he took one more step and then fell right in the lake.
Oh, did he wake up after?
Yeah, he woke up. He was like, because he was on the swim team too, so he woke up right away. Nightmares, a couple of I've had that are reoccurring. They're always usually pretty dark.
Reoccurring nightmares can be a sign of warning.
Yeah, they're pretty disturbing. I've had a couple incidents of deja vu. In nightmares, which is really freaky, but the recurring one is like usually the common ones are like being chased by something or somebody.
Do you think they were more common growing up or now that you're an adult or like when you were a child?
They're definitely more common when I'd say probably like late childhood to early adolescence. A couple times as an adult, I've had them. When I was in high school, I always had nightmares during football season.
Continued. Were you scared of football?
Wait, would you think that nightmares for you are for, like, seasons? Or is it, like, did you have, like, every other, like, time? Or is it, like, seasonal? Like, sometimes my brother has, like, nightmares when it's just December. It's just December.
For me, going back to high school is usually mid-August through late October, almost like Halloween. And then that continued until probably my sophomore year of college, even though I stopped playing football in high school. Like, I don't know why. I think it was just because of the stress of like trying to figure out homework and trying to figure out being able to stay awake to do homework, stay awake at school. And then football was just, you knew you had to go every day after school for 2 to 2.5 hours. And there were game nights where you weren't getting home until 9, 10 o'clock or later. And it was just grueling. And then I always worked a part-time job too. So it was just a lot going on. Then I was in band and academic decathlon. So
instrument did you play?
I played the trumpet. Played the trumpet for 7 years.
Wow. Were you good?
Yeah, it was always a competition between me and a kid from New Berlin Eisenhower, the crosstown school, which shout out to Ike. Ike sucks.
Back to nightmares.
West is best.
Do you think that your nightmares may enhance your survival skills or prepare you for real life threats?
I think for me, I'm big into looking at things and using the big picture to like examine a situation or a problem. And I think one of the things that I do that I take away from the nightmares that I've had, it just like, I don't know, I guess it makes problem solving all that more real. Like, I don't know if it really enhances survival skills, but it kind of like, it's almost like you experience it because it's super vivid. So I don't know, maybe if I find myself in some freaky situation, I can get myself out of it without a problem.
Well,
you never know.
Well, thank you, Mr. E, for joining us
today.
Thank
you, ladies.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right. Did you know that blind people experience more sensory dreams? Mm-hmm. Like, since they can't see, all their other senses are, like, heightened, like smelling, hearing, tasting.
Mm-hmm.
And does this happen to like all blind people or just like the ones who, you know, like end up blind because of seeing?
So people who are like born seeing, when they end up blind, so say you lost your eyesight, you would still be able to see in your dream, so you'd use your imagery. But for blind people who are born blind, they're more enhanced with their smelling and their hearing and touch.
Yeah.
It's more enhanced in their dreams.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
it really is. Did you also know that we actually have multiple dreams every night, but you can only remember one of them?
I feel like that's super accurate.
Well, don't know. I feel like I've been able to remember, like, two dreams, but it's just, like as soon as, like, I remember it, it just kind of fades. Like, it's just, like, oh.
Like, as soon as I, like, lay down in my bed, I have a dream, but it always changes to something that's, like, I remember every time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I've definitely had that moment where it's, like, you're in one place and one dream, and then it literally just goes to another place randomly, and it's, like, okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere else now. All right. Did you also know that you can't read or tell time in your dreams?
This one boggles my brain.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I should be able to tell time in my dream, or at least be able to read. But, like, once I found this out, like, I tried to read in my dream. Like, I had a book, but everything in that book was absolutely blurry. So, like, you cannot physically read in your dreams.
Yeah.
And I thought that was
so
cool.
Weird.
Wait, do you think that maybe you were having a lucid dream, too? Because you were controlling it? Or did you just, like, happen to be reading a book?
Like, I have lucid dreams. So, like, it's really rare for people, but, like, I have them all the time.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try to read in my dream.
Yeah.
And so I did. And, like, it just wasn't working for me. And I was like, this is so cool.
That's crazy. I want to know why.
Why?
Like, why we can't read or tell time.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
That would be nice to know.
Maybe it's because we don't have, like, a script memorized or, like, a book memorized. So, like, our brain can't make out the words. So,
yeah.
That's true. Isn't there this whole thing that, like, your mind can't make up faces, too?
Yeah, so all the faces you see in your dreams are people that you know or have seen.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was true. Like,
I was like, where have I seen this possessed thing from?
Yeah. Or, like, if you have, like, a dream of you, like, walking down a road and you see some people, it's like, I don't remember ever seeing this person before, but apparently I have.
Oh.
And also, I guess your mind is more active while you sleep than when you are awake.
I feel like this is accurate. Because, like, you're, like, when you're dreaming, you're really putting your mind to work, like, for the imagery. Whereas when you're awake, I kind of just sit here and daydream in class. So
yeah, no, I do that too.
So I feel like that's kind of accurate.
But I feel like, when does your brain, like, get time to, like, you know, rest? Like, not, like, shut down completely, but, like,
you
know, like, recuperate from the days.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me wonder.
I feel like that's part of your brain being active, you know?
Yeah.
Because during the day, your brain is just taking in all that new information.
And then at night.
And then at night, we're
encoding.
Yeah, we're putting it.
Yeah.
Retrieving it.
It sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, thank you for tuning in to the Bikini Bottom podcast.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to me talk. My name is also Bella, by the way.